Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sharon from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon, and we want to share some great stories with you.
That's right. They could be funny, they could be emotional, they could be touching, they could be absolutely crazy. All of them, great stories that we're happy to share with you right now.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
Number 5.
Okay, forgive me, but I just like saying the sentence. A Missouri man is recovering after a cell phone caught fire in his pants.
liar, pants on fire. Was he in the middle of telling a big fat pork pie, a big fat lie? Was
it actually happened?
Why do you like saying that? That's a little bit brutal. It's not like you. It's not very empathetic.
It's just so bizarre. You just don't expect to hear that somebody's cell phone caught fire in his pants.
In your pants. I mean, I know. This poor bugger. He says the iPhone 6 ignited. He was leaving a fireworks show the other day, and his mum actually was there, and she saw smoke coming from his pants. So she's like, hey. So, boy, it's not even funny. The poor guy was rushed off to hospital. Sure. He had first and second degree burns down there.
Oh, that's terrible.
Right? That took the smile right off your face, didn't it?
That really was a sobering
thought right there. Good Lord.
That's terrible.
Had to be taken to an emergency room. He's going to be okay, but he says now he's kind of terrified of his phone.
Well, look, all he had to have was the fire extinguisher app on the thing, and this whole problem would have went away.
I don't know. I don't think it was the iPhone 6. It sounds to me more like the iPhone 666. Right? Evil.
No way.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
No freaking way. Right?
Number 4.
Well, I'm a huge fan of all the Iron Man movies. I guarantee you, Sharon, you have not seen any of the Iron Man or Avenger movies.
Hey.
Am I right?
I hate that you just...
I'm right, aren't I?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. That's all I had to say. So the next Iron Man, get this, is, I'm going to have to say this slowly, Riri Williams.
Yes.
R-I-R-I. Riri, she's a 15-year-old black girl who's a genius and is building her red suit of armor by taking apart one of Tony Stark's original armor suits. And she's been able to build this in her dorm room. And, of course, you know, Tony Stark, the character played by Robert Downey Jr., discovers her, so it all plays out in the movie in some way.
Oh, my God. This is beyond exciting, isn't it?
Now you're just mocking
me. Oh, no, I'm not. No.
Maybe
just a tiny bit. But but it's interesting, isn't it? Iron Man creator Brian Michael Bendis says the inspiration for Riri actually comes from a real woman who he doesn't name, but a young woman in Chicago who suffered immense tragedy but went on to college and make something of her life despite all the odds. And so she's actually based on a real character. And experts also say that Riri's character reflects the comic industry's trying to, you know, catch up to the 21st century and expand its default superhero type, which is typically a straight white male. And so now we're going to have a teenage black female, which I think is just terrific. Is she still going to be called Iron Man, though?
That's a good question. I don't know how they're going to spin this out. And, you know, the purists will have a field day with this. But I guess they're saying the way that she gets introduced is interesting. I'm just wondering in the movie if Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr.'s character, who is Iron Man, how does he find out that somebody is putting together another Iron Man suit? Does he have Iron Man on his Google alerts or something like that?
Maybe he does.
What's going on here?
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number 3.
You gotta figure some people just have a death wish. You know, a high-speed chase is dangerous enough, and figuring a way to crank up the degree of difficulty is truly what this story is all about. Nathaniel Powell from Portsmouth, Virginia, this guy got paralyzed during a high-speed chase back in 2007, so he has a history of this, and that didn't slow this guy down at all, either in the drug dealing or the crazy driving, right?
No, because the cops got into another high-speed chase with him a few months ago. He was in a rental car, and since his legs don't work, he was using his cane to press the pedals, which you've got to think just regular driving just around the neighbourhoods obeying the speed limits, and that's got to be hard because you haven't got much control. What if it slips off the pedal or, you know, anything like that? Using your cane to use the pedals to drive around this rental. How do you even get in behind the seat of behind the wheel of a rental car? Who rents a car to a man whose legs don't work?
I know.
So many questions left unanswered in this story, but we'll press on nevertheless. So this guy gets in. He's been drug dealing, and the cops are after him. So now he gets in this high speed police chase, car chase, using his cane to push the pedals. He's flying around the neighbourhoods, going like 70 miles an hour. Finally, he stopped when he slammed into another car. And he'd been trying to get away from the cops because they busted him while he was selling heroin. So now he's got a whole other slew of charges. But who rents a car to a man whose legs don't work?
Certainly not the sharpest tool in the shed, that's for sure. Either the drugs made him incredibly stupid or he was born incredibly stupid and the drugs kept that stupidity razor sharp.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Number two.
This is by far the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
It's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
What do they think I am? Dumb as something?
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
What a dumb thing to do.
Dumb, dumb, quick news.
Let's see if we can follow the thought process of this 37-year-old guy in Malaysia who, I guess, had a fight with his girlfriend and wanted to make it up. So he thought, I've got to make a little extra money to take her out. Let me look in the classifieds and see what's there to make a few extra bucks.
Yeah.
Handyman? Nah, I'm not really that handy. Gigolo!
Oh,
I can do that.
I could do that. Yes. Oh, my gosh. And isn't the money good as well? So he saw this ad for an agency looking for basically male professional workers and contacted them, and they said, listen, mate, you know, if you're the right guy, you could make $250 an hour. Yeah. And he's like, wow, like I could really impress my girlfriend with that. So he said, look, there's some processing fees and things, and we're going to get you an agent and things. So send us $600 and then we'll get you all signed up to go. And none of that seemed suspicious to him. So he transferred the $600. Then he went to his first appointment, but the client never showed up at the hotel. And when he contacted his agent, oopsie, my number's been blocked. What on earth could be going on here? So finally, because he's not the sharpest tool in the shed, finally the penny dropped, I guess, of what was going on, that he was totally scammed. So he went to the police and they're still trying to figure it out. Apparently he's not the only guy. This agency has scammed other guys seeking to be gigolos as well. And now, and the worst thing is, he's had to come clean to his girlfriend, so now she's blocking his calls as well. That's probably not the only thing she's blocking.
Yeah.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
Number one.
So depending on what side of the fence you fall on when it comes to, do you believe that there's life out there in the universe somewhere else, that Earth, there's no way Earth and we as a civilization can be the only sentient life forms in all of the universe? I believe that wholeheartedly. I don't know what's out there. I just believe that there's got to be something out there somewhere.
Yeah, I do too, I think. I do too. It's fascinating to me. Absolutely fascinating. I have no desire to have that belief proven. I don't want to be kidnapped by an alien. I don't know. What do you think about alien abductions? Do you believe those?
Oh, I don't know, man. Do you think there's a life form out there that is so advanced they can visit us without knowing and take us for experiments? I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if it's another world where we don't have to pay taxes, I'm all in. Let me go.
Well,
where's my ticket?
NASA is apparently trying to shut down the conspiracy theories that claim its cameras cut away from footage of a UFO. Just the other day, a person posted a video on YouTube that was taken from the International Space Station, and it's part of NASA's high-definition Earth viewing experiment. And this video shows what appears to be an object about to enter Earth's atmosphere, but then the camera suddenly cuts away. And NASA's saying, listen, nobody actually controls those cameras on the International Space Station because they're programmed to automatically switch through the different cameras. So it just happened to be that they switched at that time, so you don't get to see what happened next. But, I mean,
Really?
We've looked at the... Well, yeah, well, I do think that. I mean, nobody's going to be there. Who's got time to be manning the cameras? I think it did happen. I don't think it's a conspiracy that NASA was trying to hide that. Having said that, I bet there's stuff that NASA is hiding about UFOs and things that they've seen.
So,
I bet
so
that is true.
So you buy into the conspiracy theorists.
I love a good conspiracy. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
You bet.
I'll take it a step further. I believe the show X-Files is actually a documentary.
Oh, stop it. Now you're just being silly. Now you're just being silly. That was a great show, though.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.